has Samuel L. Jackson and Jennifer Lawrence's numbers stored in her phone. And yet, she calls us. It's Gray Drake on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Before we get to the movie The Card Counter, so they came up with a list of the best jobs for lazy people. And guess what was number one on that list, Gray?
Radio host.
Wow.
You know what? Wow. We didn't even make the top eight.
So shame on you and your stereotypes, Gray.
The number one answer was TV or film critic.
No! What a twist! Ken, you're like M. Night Shyamalan over there.
Oh my God, I feel so seen right now.
How does that feel, Gray? You lazy, lazy film critic.
Okay, so not only is it 100% true, but it's also hilarious because I totally started this segment with shots fired at you.
I know, and you said you're at home right now, probably wearing pajama pants.
I'm wearing a unicorn onesie, for God's sake.
All right, here now is a clip from The Card Counter.
Playing some slots.
You should read some books. I'm gonna buy you one.
I've read books. What is it with her?
Name one.
One what?
Book.
Oh, Poker for Dummies. I believe you may have read it.
Now, if Gray has enough energy to give us her review.
It's whatever.
Oh, God, it's true. I love a job that I could do in my gym jam, even in public. So The Card Counter is a new film from Paul Schrader. So Paul Schrader is a longtime filmmaker that's responsible for movies like Taxi Driver. And oftentimes they feature a main character who is either mentally ill or is really desperately seeking redemption. His movies are like a little bit artsy, so watch out. But Oscar Isaac, who we love from the Star Wars movies, is William Tell. Okay, that's his name in the movie. Yeah, I know. And he's a man with a past. Oscar Isaac is such a great actor that he really makes this movie relatable to people that might not know Paul Schrader's other work. So he used to be military and unfortunately got a really lousy gig working in basically like the detention center that's under fire in the news, right? And so he ends up having a horrible time there, and instead of, to deal with all of his demons, once he's released from prison, he decides to just play cards. He just travels the country, he gets motel rooms, he plays cards, he meets Tiffany Haddish's character, who is a woman that backs gamblers. Mm. She matches money with talent, and they win big pots together in big competitions. And so Oscar Isaac's character has to figure out, like, is he going to try to do something interesting with his life after doing something horrible with his life? And the movie is quiet. It's very thoughtful. Oscar Isaac is absolutely unbelievable. He makes so much out of so little. And I was really impressed with his performance, but I have to say that the movie itself didn't really move me. And I'm real conflicted on this one, but you should give it a chance if you want to see Tiffany Haddish in a very different role. And if you want to watch a movie that's going to make you think a little bit about the demons that people wrestle in their lives, and if you like poker and know a lot about it, then you're going to enjoy it. But I was pretty lost on that element. So mixed bag at best, everybody.
Okay. All right. Is good or worse than Rounders?
Oh, I thought it... No, I think Rounders is really good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, because I loved Rounders.
Yep. Yeah. The thing I liked about Rounders was that it made the cards understandable and compelling to people that might not know a lot about it. And This movie is a lot more quiet and, like, contemplative than that, and it's a little less accessible, not as fun.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Gray Drake joins us to talk about the movies every week, and, of course, you can always get your fix of Gray on YouTube. She has her own YouTube channel. It's called The Gray Area, and Gray is spelled G-R-A-E. Have a great weekend. Lazy, being lazy, and, you know, not working, Gray. All right? Take care.
Oh, God. I'm exhausted. I gotta take a nap.
Yeah.
Bye. You can listen to us without ever having to receive a wait for a password authentication text. So annoying. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.